Prabhu, I'm wondering whether Visa Ganesh can help people to get a visa to stay in India. Do you know?
We are Visa Gopinath.
Prabhu, you said that when we preach to others, we should start by saying things which will help them develop faith. That's sometimes easier said than done. I was wondering whether you could say a bit more about that. Maybe you have some ideas as to how to help, for example, people who are from a science background develop more faith in the scriptures, which they really consider to be mythology. Thank you.
Yeah. See, in the scriptures, there are some fundamental essential truths, and there are secondary truths. Not secondary in the sense of being less important, but secondary in terms that they are not essential for people in the beginning stage to develop a relationship with Krishna. For example, you know, if we want to talk with people, we can basically talk about the basics, how you're not the body or the soul. There is significant body of scientific research about that. And for the existence of God, for the potency of meditation, how it works. These are things which people can relate to, and there is scientific research available for that. But if we start talking right in the beginning about the moon landing, or we start talking about the fifth canto cosmology, how there is Meru Parvat, and how there is Jambudvip, that will be something which people cannot relate to. So it's best to have people being presented systematically the philosophy. And accordingly also we can give books to people, which books they should read, by which systematically the philosophy is understood. And there are, I think all over ISKCON now we are developing courses. Like here we have the Bhagavad Gita course, in Pune we have the Discover Yourself course. So you can see which course you find comfortable with, go through the course. And it's best to have some guided education for people, by which they can get concepts at a level where they can digest them. And gradually, first of all, they should be inspired to practice the process. And once they practice, then even if there are something which they can't believe, the process has itself given results to them, and then the other things don't matter so much for them. So basic aspects of philosophy which can inspire people to practice and get the result. That is what we should emphasize initially. And other parts we can talk about later in the course of our preaching. Yes, please. Some other questions? Yes, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. When you talk about preaching, many times when people attempt or we attempt, we talk about simple living, high thinking, you know, how we should manage the bare necessities, while we, a lot of us who are connected to work and business, maintain cars, you know, maintain so many things, live in a nice house. We talk about climate change. You know, we are really not doing much to really help climate change in terms of the way that we live and the things that we do. While our preaching is totally different. I mean, it's nice to tell people that, you know, one should be simple, one should not do this, one should help. But we don't live those lives. So how does one manage that dichotomy?
Actually, in Vedic culture also, there were Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, Shudras. So a king like Yudhishthir had fabulous opulence. So simple living and high thinking, it's certainly one part of it is in the externals that we live. But more important is our consciousness, our worldview. So now, to some extent, if we have to live in this world, we need a certain level of technology and you can say comforts or conveniences so that we can go about in this world properly. So devotees may use cell phones, cars, computers. These are essential because we want to effectively practice and preach Krishna consciousness. So that is not something which is to be given up. But the important thing is that one not become attached to these things. So that will come if we use these things in Krishna service. And to some extent, you know, if those who are having affluence and influence in society are also practicing a spiritual worldview, then that has a far greater preaching value than people who themselves have nothing. That means people who have the opportunity to be wealthy, to be powerful, and they are living simply. When common people see that, that example has a tremendous value. So I would say two things. One is that, you know, we, by our practice of Krishna consciousness, when are using all our resources in Krishna service, we become attached to Krishna rather than those resources. And secondly, while living on those resources, if we are seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, we can set a wonderful example for others. Of course, there is always the challenge that we may become attached. So that, I feel, if we have guidance of devotees, and if we are ourselves practicing Krishna consciousness nicely, then that pitfall can be overcome whenever it comes along. Yes. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhuji, generally, while coming in auto, I usually invite people in festivals to ISKCON temple. Then many times, at least 3-4 times I can recall, they say that wo Hare Krishna, Hare Ram mandir to keval ameer logon ke liye hota hai. So that is only for rich people, meant for rich people. So what is the reason? Means not only in Bombay, but even in Bangalore, even in Pune also, they have this conception. What causes this kind of conception in their mind?
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarishayo viduh. So Krishna did not choose a loafer on the street to speak Bhagavad Gita. He spoke it to Arjuna, who was a rajarishi. And he also said that this knowledge is being given to the rajarishis, to the saintly kings. So it is the tradition that this knowledge, the spiritual knowledge, is primarily given to people who, first of all, have the intelligence to understand it, and secondly, they have the influence to make it understandable for others. So, there are two different things now, which should not be confused. One is, if anybody comes to us, we are open to give spiritual knowledge to them. Even if a poor person comes, we'll be ready to offer spiritual knowledge and spiritual help to them. But we, as a Srila Prabhupada himself, you know, we, ISKCON would like to help the whole world, but the number of devotees are few, the number of temples are few, the resources are few. So we would like to use these resources in the most effective possible way. So if we preach to people who are Brahmanas or Kshatriyas or people with wealth who are like Vaishyas, then they can influence many more people in future. So therefore, yes, we may go only to engineering colleges or medical colleges and preach, or it may appear that we are preaching only to wealthy people. But no, that is out of our desire to reach everyone in the long run. But the most effective way which we can do. But there's no rule that anybody cannot enter the temple. Nobody asks you for your, what do you say, salary certificate before you enter the temple. Isn't it? Anybody can enter the temple. In fact, if you go to Mayapur, our devotee is there and they're going and preaching in villages. The brahmacharis go on cycle from one village to another. They stay in villages and they preach. And there is our padayatra which goes from village to village. So there are different outreach programs. Now, there are certain programs, like there are big opulent temples which are open for everyone, but which are meant also to preach to a particular class of people. So they are open for everyone, but their focus is a particular thing. Just like we have our youth centers. Now, it's not that others cannot come, but the youth centers are meant for youth preaching. So, yes, our temples are open for everyone. But at the same time, spiritual knowledge is given to those who can influence society the most in the long run so that it can reach everyone. The Prabhupada gives the example that if there is a war and many, many soldiers are wounded over there. So at that time, the Red Cross doctors come and they look at who is wounded. And they see if some person is terribly wounded, then they just neglect it. And they focus on those who are slightly wounded. Because by saving them, those people may also assist them in saving others. So it's not a pleasant choice. But it's necessary. The number of doctors are limited. The number of people who are wounded are many. So therefore, the doctors focus on those who can be, who are as hopeful as possible of being cured. So similarly, those who are spiritually inclined, or those who are in the position to help further the preachers in preaching, that's what we focus on. But it's not, but that doesn't mean that it's closed for anyone. Temple is open for everyone. Would you like to add something? Answer? Okay, last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a wonderful class. I had this question that our ultimate goal is finally to go back home to Krishna. So when we see devotees living their lives, we don't perceive that they go back home to Krishna. So that faith, when devotees are living their lives in hospitals or wherever they are living their lives, we don't perceive that they are going back home to that. So the faith that they are, when the devotees in front of our eyes also, that they have gone back home to Godhead, that faith to develop, how should we develop that faith that really they have meant whatever they have done throughout their lives to achieve that? Like Tukaram Maharaj, Yajasati Kela Ota Atas. So we are doing so much that at that time of the moment of death, we should go back home. So that faith to be to develop, we should perceive that they have gone back, but we can't perceive that as because of our limited senses. So how should we develop that faith that they have really achieved that what they are supposed to achieve?
It's an important question. Krishna says that pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. 9th chapter, 2nd verse, he says pratyakshavagamam. That is something which is practically experienced. Krishna consciousness is something which is practically experienced. And it is susukham kartumayam, joyfully performed. So, the difference between pratyaksha and pratyaksha vagama. Pratyaksha is that which we see with our eyes. Pratyaksha vagama is that which we experience in our own hearts and our own lives. So, generally speaking, the spiritual world is inaccessible to us with our material vision. And not only the spiritual world, but all spiritual principles are inaccessible to us. So it is Krishna's mercy that he manifests as the deities, he manifests as a dham, he manifests as the holy name, he sends his devotees to help us develop that faith. So the deities, the dham, the naam, the parichar, the bhaktas, these all can actually be seen with pratyaksha. By seeing with pratyaksha, we can develop some faith. However, in pratyaksha, you will see both. You will see things which will help you develop your faith. You will see things which will damage your faith also. Like I was talking about Darwin. You know, he saw the evil part of the world. He said, there is so much suffering, so much cruelty in this world. Where is the design? So that's why pratyaksha is inconclusive. By pratyaksha we can see both. So even if we talk about devotees leaving their bodies, sometimes devotees may live in very wonderful settings where other devotees are around them chanting Hare Krishna and they also chant the holy names. They are very peaceful, divine consciousness. And they tell about how they are happy. Like we have Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's example, Ashok Krishna Prabhu's example. So that these are wonderful. But in pratyaksha, the nature of the material world is, we may also see devotees who die in accidents, who die in some calamities, who die in some seemingly un-Krishna conscious ways. Seemingly un-Krishna conscious. The nature of pratyaksha is that it is never conclusive. By pratyaksha, you can develop faith. By pratyaksha, you can destroy your faith. So therefore, Krishna says, pratyaksha vagamam. There are areas in pratyaksha where we can see the process of Krishna consciousness working. There are examples of devotees who have departed in wonderful consciousness. But by that pratyaksha, we should be inspired to follow the process ourselves and get the experience within ourselves. What is that experience? That experience is of a shelter of Krishna even amidst the difficulties of life in this world. So I joined as a brahmachari. I was terribly sick for 2 years. So I wrote a poem at that time. Aaye sankat to hua sakshatkar, bina bhakti ke kaisa karta inhe paar. So when there were difficulties, I realized what? Yes, it is miserable being sick. But without devotional service, without Krishna shelter, I would have gone mad. As devotee also the sufferings came, but I was able to face them. So when the difficulties come in this life, if by the particular experiences that we have had, and of course the Shabda that we have heard, if we take shelter of Krishna now and experience Krishna's shelter, then that is what will give us faith. If our faith is only dependent on what we see pratyaksha, no, that is not going to be a very steady faith. Now, if you are looking for miracles, yes, Jesus showed some miracles, but he said clearly that faith developed without seeing miracles, faith based on the spiritual truths, that is real faith. So, actually we should try to practice the process and experience Krishna's shelter. And if we do that, then a devotee doesn't have this fear that whether somebody will go back home, back to Godhead or not. There is that pastime of Srila Prabhupada, the reporter asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, if you worship Krishna throughout your life, and at the end of your life you find there is no Krishna, then what will happen to you? Prabhupada said, still I will worship Krishna, because his life is so joyful. And then Prabhupada said, if throughout your life you don't worship Krishna, and at the end of your life you find there is Krishna, then what will happen to you? So, Prabhupada, now for Prabhupada, Krishna is not like a reality to be realized afterwards. For Prabhupada, Krishna is a living reality. But he was speaking at our level to make this point that actually, if we practice Krishna consciousness sincerely, then even in this life, we can see how Krishna consciousness lifts us up above the miseries of this world. You know, we are going and traveling in a crowded train and some devotees start kirtan. And devotees who are singing in kirtan are there in another world. And the people around are scowling. How are you so happy? I am miserable. What right do you have to be happy? So we can see that uplifting power of Krishna consciousness ourselves at different times. So we should try to get those experiences ourselves and they will give us conviction. Pratyaksha, wherever it is favorable, anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vajana. Wherever we see devotees living in wonderful settings, we understand, yes, this is Krishna's mercy. If devotees seem to live in unfortunate settings, we understand this is the nature of the material world. Sometimes it will be favorable, sometimes unfavorable. But by pratyaksha avagamam, we go to the stage of unshakable faith. So thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement. Kindly deposit your bags at the clock room. By doing this, we are allowing many more devotees to sit in the temple hall. For security reasons too, we cannot allow bags inside the hall. Any unclaimed bags will be collected by our security staff and deposited in the clock room. However, temple management will not be responsible in any way for these unclaimed belongings. कृपया अपने थैले अमानती सामान घर में जमा कर दें। ऐसा करने से आप अन्य अनेक भक्तों को मंदिर कक्ष में बैठने का अवसर प्रदान करेंगे। सुरक्षा कारणों के लिए भी हम थैले को मंदिर कक्ष में रखने का अनुमति नहीं दे सकते। लावारिस पड़े हुए थैले